On Tuesday, July 7th, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted an invitation to an interview by journalist Ben Murnane for an article that appeared in the Sunday edition of the Irish Independent newspaper on July 12, 2009. The Irish Independent newspaper is the most widely read daily newspaper in Ireland and is available in all shops, newspaper stands, and airports nationwide in Ireland, as well as in the United Kingdom. The interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, which took place via video conference, covered a broad range of topics, from the current critical state of global warming, the swine flu pandemic, organic farming to rising sea levels, to the detrimental planetary impact of raising livestock for human consumption. It also delved into issues related to implementing the organic vegetarian solution to global warming. We now present the interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by journalist Ben Murnane.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ben from the Sunday Independent.
Yeah, hi Ben.
Hi. It's an honor to speak to you.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful to be able to connect with you so simple like this. Yes, how is Ireland? How is the weather?
It's not too bad. It's a bit rainy, but we expect that here.
Why? Why do you expect rain? Should expect sunshine, huh?
Always hope for the best, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. You know, rain is good for the potatoes, eh? As well.
Yes, it's great for the crops, so we need rain.
Yeah, that's right.
So we just have a couple of questions for you. I'll get started straight away.
Yeah, please go ahead. Any question you want.
Great. So the first question we have is, Supreme Master Television has interviewed many of the world's top scientists and world leaders who are regarded as authorities in the field of climate change, climatology, atmospheric physics, geophysics,
yes,
polar research, and more. These include Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. James Hansen, world-renowned climatologist and head of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, and Global 500 award-winning physicist and environmentalist Dr. Vandana Shiva. What are their views on climate change, and are they unanimous in their conclusions, or moreover in their recommendations?
All these distinguished scientists, as do the others, you know, in the field, agree that global warming has accelerated in recent decades, and that major changes must be made immediately. Dr. Hansen said that even a goal of 80% reduction of emission by 2050 is not enough. He stated that the most important thing an individual can do is to be vegetarian, stating that also the government should address coal pollution. Dr. Pachauri, who himself has chosen vegetarian diet, has said that eliminating consumption of animal products is the most effective way to halt greenhouse gas emissions as an individual. And Dr. Shiva, who is also a vegetarian, emphasizes organic vegan farming as a solution, not just to climate change, but also to public health, world hunger, and even the economy. And there are many who are not yet vegetarian who have also emphasized that meat diet is number one cause of world pollution and climate change, so we should reduce meat intake or stop it altogether.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
On Supreme Master Television, you're doing regular updates on swine flu, which has recently been named the first pandemic for 40 years. Why do you think we should be so concerned about swine flu?
You see, the health experts and people who study viruses informed us that there is a grave concern. Namely, this pandemic could become more and more dangerous if the virus mutates further. According to Laurie Garrett, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and senior fellow of global health at the Council on Foreign Relations, the swine flu virus has been evolving for many years through its origin in North American factory farm environments. And in these extremely unhygienic settings, the different viruses from the animals easily mix with one another to create new, more lethal flu viruses. You remember in 1918, the flu pandemic cost the lives of 100 million people, yeah?
Incredible.
Experts say that the same could happen again with the present swine flu. And as we were speaking, you know already the update that recently the one strain of the swine flu virus has even resisted the Tamiflu, which is the most powerful anti-flu medicine up to date, no?
Yes.
Yeah, except they have made something new, perhaps on the testing, yes. So if we don't stop the mass animal raising industry, then, as Mrs. Garrett said, this factory farm's unnatural industry will one day spawn a severe pandemic that will dwarf that of 1918.
It's very worrying.
Very, Ben. You see, swine flu is just one of the many examples of how the meat production industry is threatening human health and further highlights the benefits to be gained from the organic vegan diet. I am hopeful still that people turn to vegan diet, you know, organic vegan diet, first to save themselves, second to save the planet. And If anybody has a loving, concerned heart at all, please, is humane to the animals. Thank you, love.
Absolutely.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
So, on the subject of global warming, scientists talk about rising sea levels, but where can we see examples of this happening?
Oh, we can find examples in many places. You know, those low-lying countries with major river deltas, upon which millions of people depend to survive. They are seeing eroded coastline already, dramatically. Bangladesh, for example, home to about 155 million people, is one of these major river deltas. According to Dhaka Based Coastal Watch, an average of 11 Bangladeshi lose their home due to rising waters every hour. Can you imagine? Every hour, 11 homes is lost.
It's unbelievable, that number. It's incredible.
Yes, yes. Suppose this is your home. When we heard about it, we just think, oh, it sounds like just number. But it's people who live in there with family, children, friends, you know, memories, and it's unspeakable.
It's horrible. Yeah.
Imagine, it's us, it's our house. You wake up and you have no home anymore, or you'll be even maybe drowned in the river. You know, nobody even know, nobody even care. I don't want to talk about this, but it really sad. It's really so sad, Ben.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, I can tell it's very saddening for you. It's a very difficult topic. People losing their lives.
And these people, they already are not, like, well off or anything. And they have to bear all this as well as the collective, you know, consequence of the whole global warming. I have to switch it off, otherwise I can never talk anymore. In 1995, half of the Bola Island was swallowed by the rising sea, leaving half a million people homeless, just like that. Unable to farm and live as they used to. Salt water has also been invading farmlands in Egypt's Nile River Delta, where 32 million people reside. And in Vietnam's Mekong River Delta, home to at least 18 million. Up to last year, at least 18 islands have sunken completely. And the island nation throughout the Pacific are also under threat, such that migration and plans for migration have already begun from places like Maldives, Kiribati, and Tuvalu. Maldives' president wanted to even relocate the whole entire nation. Can you believe that?
It's incredible. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
It's all due to global warming.
Yes, love, that's what it is. It's all our doing, really. In Sri Lanka, India, New Zealand, and Australia are just a few of the countries being asked to receive the refugees from these afflicted nations. saw rising sea levels and resulting climate refugees are increasingly affecting many of us indirectly as well. These tragic examples are just a few of the many on our planet and illustrate the urgent need to halt the effects of global warming, with the quickest way being to adopt vegan organic diet, which is so simple and easy. As we have mentioned many times, for reference, your reader can refer to our blog or suprememastertv.com/SOS or suprememastertv.com/killers.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
All right, look. Any more questions?
Yeah, great. We have a few more. The Irish Department of Agriculture reports an 80% rise in the number of new applicants applying to convert to organic production. How does organic farming benefit the environment and our health?
Wow. I'm so happy for your country. Wow. Congratulations. You have good government, Ben. Good government. Truly.
It's a nice statistic.
Enlightened government.
It's something positive for a change.
Yes. I mean, my God, how many countries does this? Ireland is the first one in the region to ban smoking, eh?
Yeah. That's right, Jeff.
We remember that. And now it seems like it's the first country to encourage organic farming. You see, it's not just happened from nowhere. It is your government who does this. I remember your government, the Ministry of Agriculture, it wrote to all the farmers asking them to consider the organic farming method. Is that right, Ben?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Yep.
Wow. Bless him. Bless your country. Okay, I'm so glad to hear this good news for Ireland, and I hope that many other countries follow suit.
Yeah, so do we all.
Yeah. If you can, please convey, please don't forget, maybe you can print it out, please, my heartfelt thanks to your government's bright leadership and the Irish people who support it, you know, especially the smart, responsible organic farmers as well. Please do not erase this. I want them to know my appreciation. Could you please print that?
We will. We'll pass that on. Absolutely.
Yes. You know, people who do good things deserve some feedback so that they know that they are appreciated. You see, every one of us is the same, right?
Yes.
We want to know that we're doing the things that pleasing to people, and that is very good to hear that. Organic vegan farming is what should be promoted, actually. You see, the so-called organic farming of animals is still cruel and unhealthy and unjust to both animal and humans. What I mean is organic, vegan, farming, vegetable, yeah?
Yes.
This one benefits our health because it avoids hundreds of pesticides as well as insecticide residues in our food, the antibiotics, the unnatural additives which have been linked to countless diseases. The organic farming absorbs CO2 as well. Yeah. Compared to animal products, organically farmed fruits and vegetables contain high levels of nutrients such as vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, which protect us from cancer. Moreover, they taste better. Everyone would tell us that. Yeah. For the environment, organic vegan farming protects and even enriches the soil, helps to preserve wildlife habitat, creates much less pollution. The Rodale Institute found that it even helps to overcome greenhouse gases by absorbing 40% of carbon dioxide in the soil if it is practiced worldwide. 40% it absorbs already. We don't need to wait even for solar technology or anything else. We have 40% CO2 absorbed by organic vegan practices. I mean vegetable, yes. That is 1,000 pounds of carbon per acre absorbed and stored. Isn't that good, Ben?
That's brilliant. Wow, that's incredible.
Yes, incredible. So for our health and for the planet, organic, vegan, vegetarian farming is the solution. Yes. Well, vegan means vegetarian already, just, you know, to overemphasize.
The next question is very much related to that, I suppose. Is the increase in the major diseases of today, such as cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, or obesity, is that linked to a meat diet?
Oh yes, Ben. All we have to do is just go on internet and see all the medical research results. There are multitudes of studies proving the strong links between meat consumption and all these major chronic illnesses, and sometimes lethal illnesses. You can see that heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity rose at meat consumption levels rose in the past 5 or so decades. Before that, we have less. When we consume less meat, we had less of these major disease. So definitely there is a correlation, eh?
Yeah.
You see, all this research cannot be wrong.
That's very true, yeah.
Yes. A study conducted by Harvard University with tens of thousands of men and women found that regular meat consumption increases colon cancer risk by 300%.
Wow.
300%.
Wow, that's very scary.
Yes, eating meat is tied to higher rates of all the most common cancers, and dairy consumption even increases the risk of ovarian cancer. One study of Japanese women found that those who ate meat instead of plant-based diets were 8 times more likely to develop breast cancer. Animal products are the only source of cholesterol in the diet and a main source of saturated fat, two things that lead to heart disease and obesity. Vegans have fewer heart problems, lower blood pressure, for example, lower risk of diabetes, and a lower risk of kidney stones and gallstones. And osteoporosis, lower risk of asthma attacks for those who have asthma. Vegans have also reversed their chronic illnesses in many cases. Wow. The list goes on, you know, Ben. I know it myself. Many people came to me before, you know, because for initiation, for example, I teach them meditation practice, ne? And many people came to me before because they eat meat, ne? Yeah. And before that, they have many of those diseases that you listed before. And after being vegetarian, the disease just gone, Ben.
Really?
Disappear, yes. Almost sometime overnight.
Wow.
So I can tell you by my own personal knowledge, huh? Experience. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, you don't have to believe me, but you can ask any doctor who done research himself about the undeniable link between meat and illnesses and the link between vegan diet and wellness. For example, you can watch many interviews with health and nutrition experts and doctors, you know, all free of charge, of course, and download them free as well for at www.suprememastertv.com/hl. Also, suprememastertv.com/killer for more information about the harmful effects of meat and the beneficial effect of vegetarian diet. Eh? I could go on forever, Ben, but I know we make it short. Your readers can do research themselves. Nowadays, it's easy.
That's true, yes. There's so much information out there on the internet.
Right, love. It's just that some people, they don't have time to do it, so we just like make it a short summary for them, and then if they're interested, they can go more on the internet to look, eh?
Yes.
Thank you anyway. By the way, thank you for doing this, Ben. You are doing a great service to mankind, not to island people, but to mankind. And God bless you for that, Ben. And I'm very grateful, okay?
Well, thank you very much. We're very grateful to speak to you.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood. I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
So we just have a few more questions then. The next question is another meat-related question. Does a meat diet affect world hunger? And if so, how?
Oh yes, we have long known that it does, Ben. According to UN World Food Program, there are more than 1 billion people worldwide who do not have enough to eat. 1 in 4 are children. This number is increasing rapidly. Meanwhile, a significant portion of the world's food is diverted for meat production. Imagine that. People are hungry and we raise more and more animals to feed them. So the people are more and more hungry because we raise more and more animals. About 40% of global grain is going to livestock. And 85% of the world's protein-rich soy is being force-fed to cattle and others, animals. Yes. Now, if we produce 1 pound of beef, it requires 17 pounds of grain, yeah? And one serving of beef consumes 1,200 gallons of water, while an entire vegan meal uses just 98 gallons. You see that? See the difference?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, we lose too much precious food and land and water resources to feed billions of force-raised animals. They were not even there if we don't raise them, you see? While humans don't have enough and even die of starvation. If everyone ate a plant-based diet, there would be enough food to satisfy 10 billion people, Ben. 10 billion people!
Wow.
We have only 6 billion.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
It's a shame, no?
Yeah.
It's a shame that we have enough food to feed the whole world 2 times over, eh? Almost 2 times over, and then we have people hungry and dying. Every 5 seconds, a child died of hunger. And we have enough food to feed the world over double, or 2 times. Oh, what a shame. I can't sleep sometimes. All right, sorry about that. I'm a little emotional when it comes to all this. Go ahead with your next question, Ben.
Okay. Now, most people would like to reduce their carbon footprint. What difference would it make if they changed to a vegetarian or vegan diet?
A very big difference, Ben. Big difference. You see, 1 6-ounce beefsteak costs 16 times as much gasoline or fossil fuel energy as one vegan meal. You know, 1 cup of broccoli, 1 cup of eggplants, 4 ounces of cauliflower, and 8 ounces of rice, to be exact, according to research. 16 times. 6 ounce beefsteak only costs 16 times more than that whole vegan meal. Now, many scientists would thus describe meat as being hugely carbon intensive, including Dr. Pachauri, yeah, the chief of IPCC. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, if all the people in the world became vegan, we would eliminate at least 50% of greenhouse gas emission. 50%, Ben, greenhouse gas emission. But I know it's more than that. Karmically speaking as well, it would be significantly more than removing all the world's transportation, which is only 13.5%.
Really?
Yeah. So if we are vegan, we don't even need to worry about the CO2 yet. We do worry. It's better to have a cleaner air, but CO2 by transportation and all that is not the grave urgency like methane gas and nitrous oxide and all the gases that produce out of animal industry. For my calculation, for my inside knowledge, and also scientifically speaking, 80% of global warming will be stopped if we stopped the animal industry. Okay. The well-known study by Eschel and Martin at the University of Chicago found that being vegan saves more in emission than switching to a hybrid car. Scientists from Japan calculated that not eating 1 kilogram of beef saves the equivalent of driving an average European car for 250 kilometers. Can you imagine 1 kilogram of beef equivalent to driving 250 kilometers and burning 100-watt light bulbs for 20 days non-stop? So we should know where our problem lies. Now, a study by the Institute for Ecological Economy Research in Germany found that emissions from an animal-free vegan diet are 87% less than those of meat-based diet, while emissions from an organic vegan diet are reduced by 94%. You see? Again, as the top climatologist Dr. James Hansen said, being veg is the single most effective thing a person can do to stop global warming. Yeah, that's without government, even without ado, without protocol, without any trouble.
Thank you for your loving presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of the interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by journalist Ben Murnane. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May you have a blissful life under God's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW